the NCAA men's basketball tournament nearly turned into a double dip of disaster for the Virginia Cavaliers. After the number one Cavs lost to Maryland Baltimore County last year, becoming the first top seed ever to be ousted in the first game of the tournament, they were nearly ousted this year in the opening round. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more how you can partner up with us at WWIB.com. UVA survived that scary opener this year. They kept winning and winning and winning all the way through the national title test. Cavs assistant coach and Wisconsin native Brad Soderberg is back with me today from Charlottesville. So, Brad, you guys were down by double digits in that first game to Gardner-Webb. Is it possible? Could it happen again? A number one seed, you guys lose to the 16 for the second straight year. You must have been getting some horrible flashbacks during that game.
Yes. Yes. That, to me, was the most difficult of the six games we won on the way to the national championship. We were down by 14, and I had this nauseous feeling in my stomach, and I know that everyone on the bench and all the coaches, we all did. And I've said this so many times to so many different interviewers that my respect for Tony was at a high level long before the last few years, but his ability to stay poised and to stay with a sound disposition in the midst of turmoil has been remarkable to me. I've been a head coach for 19 years of my college career, and I never had that same calm disposition that he has. And I think that had more to do with us advancing to the national championship than anything else, because our players and our staff always felt that everything was fine. Just keep doing what we do, stay true to the way we play, and things will work out. Had the head coach gotten rattled, I think it would have been a different story, but he never did.
Yeah, it just is amazing to see him on the sidelines there. So has Tony's, you know, peace in the midst of the storm approach to coaching been the biggest influence on you as a coach?
Maybe. I've said to a lot of people that in describing Tony, that if you had to make a list of, let's say, the 10 things you think every good college coach needs to have to be successful, and then you graded each of those 10, it would include recruiting and knowledge of X's and O's, a work ethic, a calm disposition, relationship with players, fundraising, blah, blah, blah. I would rank him as an A to A plus in every category. And I know I'm biased because I've known Tony since I was a kid. I think he's the best in the business, and I think I have a right to say it because I've been in the business for 33 years. I think he's the best coach in the United States. And because of the high quality he has at all of those categories, and he is the reason that, if you ask me for one reason, he is the main reason that we won the national championship more than anything else.
Yeah, and you and the Bennetts go back to your days growing up in Stevens Point. But I just found out, Brad, that you were once Tony's wrestling coach. What's that all about?
Boy, that story has taken on a life of its own. Here's what happened. I was a physical education major at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and in the last semester of your senior year, you have to go student teach, and I was assigned to the local junior high in town, P.J. Jacobs Junior High in Stevens Point, and it just so happened that Tony was a seventh grader at the time, and his best friend, and now our sports information director here at UVA, Eric Bacher, was also in that class. Well, the unit that I had to teach was wrestling, of all things. Please give me any other sport than wrestling. I had no idea. And so, yes, I had to teach them a unit of wrestling, and I didn't even know what I was doing, but we had a good... And the only thing that came to my mind was, in order to engage these seventh-grade boys, let's start with something that would be fun. And I told them, your first assignment is, when you come back, I want you to give yourself a wrestling name. Oh, so the next day they all came, and my name is the Crusher. My name is, and I don't even remember what Tony and Eric said, but they had their names, and we did the unit. So that's the story. But that thing's taken on a life of its own.
Oh,
that's
man.
For sure.
That is funny. So you guys get to the Final Four in Minneapolis, and you meet Auburn in the national semi on Saturday, and it comes down to three clutch free throws at the end by Kyle Guy to win it. He was fouled beyond the three-point stripe, and he goes up to the charity line and drops them all. I mean, it was ice water in your vein stuff. Paint a little picture of that from where you were standing.
Well, the shot was taken in the far corner on our side of the court, and I never heard the whistle, but I did see the ref raise his hand, and I couldn't tell if he was raising it to signify that a three-point shot had been taken or that a foul had been committed. And then once I found out that the foul was committed, I was just like, oh, Kyle, you've got your hands full here, boy, because, I mean, it's one thing to make three free throws in a row in your backyard, but when you got to do it in front of 70,000 people for the right to go to the national championship game, I was just so proud of this kid because he's been through a lot. He's much has been expected of Kyle. He's the first McDonald's All-American that's played at UVA in a long, long time. And for him to go up and not even draw iron, to me, is one of the great performances that I've seen in my career. And but I'm not surprised. Kyle was wired for that. It always seems like in the biggest games when we needed the biggest shot, whether it be a year ago when we won at Duke, he made an incredibly huge shot at the most critical time. This year at Syracuse in what is the second biggest arena we played in all year, he was on fire. I think he had 28 that day. He's just a remarkable clutch performer, and he came up big for us on that night.
I sure did. I'm being told that we're out of time again for today's show, Brad, so let's get you back here next time, and we'll move it on to Monday night, that national title tilt against Texas Tech, and we'll talk about that, talk about the Lord and his part in this whole thing happening for UVA this year. Brad Soderberg, the assistant coach for Tony Bennett with the Virginia Cavaliers, thank you for coming by again today. God bless you.
Thanks for all you do, Greg.